Welcome to Unpacked, your TWU Local 505 podcast, where we do the heavy lifting of unpacking workplace issues, contract provisions, and company policies. Kick back and get ready to unpack. Welcome back. In this podcast, we will be unpacking Article 15 in the Fleet Service JCBA, Shift Trades and Swaps. For context, prior to our current contract, shift trades and swaps were company policy, which meant that the ability to give away or pick up shifts could be terminated at management's whim, or could also be used as a disciplinary tool if there were performance issues. In our current 2020 book, we now have clear language on how the trades and swaps work and when and why the ability to exercise this provision could be suspended. The company no longer has the right to take away shift trades or swaps because they want to. They must follow the book. Trades and swaps are one of the contractual benefits that members use most, and I can't think of any other job that affords this much scheduling flexibility. Using this provision within the boundaries of the contract, you can tailor your schedule to fit your life. And that's a big plus of being a union member with a contract. Let's get to unpacking some of the details of Article 15. This article applies to all members who have passed probation. Probationary employees have a 100 calendar day hold on this benefit. That's because you're still in the training process and must finish all training prior to trading or swapping. First things first, to trade off, swap, or pick up a shift, log on to WorkBrain. That's wb.etm.aa.com. Click on work schedules and then you'll see the trade swap tabs. Once in this WorkBrain partition, you can post a shift to give up, you can choose to pick up a posted shift, or you can swap your shift with another member. If you need help navigating the system, reach out to a shop steward or management. You'll find the more you use the system, the easier it will be. Be aware that Article 15 has language that states the limits of trading off. All trade-offs of regularly scheduled shifts are counted over a six-month calendar cycle. The six-month cycles run January 1st through June 30th and July 1st through December 31st. During the six-month cycle, you may trade off a maximum of 64 times. Keep in mind, partial trades count towards that total. WorkBrain will automatically track the trade-offs, and if you exceed the 64 during the six-month cycle, the computer will lock you out from the system, and you will not be able to trade off again until the start of the next cycle. Now you know that you are limited to 64 trade-offs every 6 months. Here are two ways in which your trade-off won't count towards that allowable 64. One, Article 15O. Shift, trade, swap that it's an exchange of shifts on the same day or within a 30-day period won't count if you put it in at the same time you make the request. And two, Article 15Q, if at the time you put in the trade, you request to use comp or DAT to pay yourself, then this trade won't count either. Let's unpack more of this article. It's a long list, so be sure and reference our contract or see a shop steward if you have questions. A trade swap does not drive overtime pay. This means that if you work your regular 8-hour shift and then pick up a 4-hour shift after, you will be paid straight time for all those hours. Shift trades and swaps can only overlap by a maximum of a half an hour with any other shift you are scheduled to work. You can trade off portions of your shift with up to two different people. A minimum portion, remember, is 1 hour. You may trade off a shift you picked up, but only with one other person. When a crew chief works for a fleet service agent on a swap or trade, the crew chief will still receive crew chief premium pay for those hours worked as an agent. When a qualified agent works a swap or trade for a crew chief, the agent will receive crew chief premium while working as a crew chief. During a paid vacation, you cannot pick up additional hours, but you can on the 2 days off before and after that vacation. Other salient points of Article 15 includes there is a cap of 16 hours you can work in a 24-hour period. That would either be all trades or your scheduled hours plus a trade. The 24-hour period starts at the beginning of the first shift worked that day. A double shift is considered more than 13 hours worked in a work. You may work back-to-back doubles once per work week. However, there must be a minimum of 7 hours rest between the back-to-back doubles. Be aware that abuse of the back-to-back can result in a 6-month suspension of back-to-back trading. Abuse is considered poor performance, unsafe actions, or adverse productivity. The last few things everyone needs to know is what happens if you pick up a shift and you can't make it into work. Worst case, it's a no-call, no-show, which is exactly that. You have picked up a shift and you don't come in and you don't call. For this, you may get an attendance occurrence, and in this case, it would be 2.5 points or a suspension of trades for up to 90 days. If you call out sick and have sick bank balance, you will be paid for any trades you picked up and missed. Injury on duty, leave of absence, jury duty, and transfers will all go unpaid for shifts you picked up. Shifts you have given away during those absences will remain active unless canceled by management with a 7-day notice. One last provision to mention is shift trade swap on a holiday. Yes, you can trade on, off, or swap on a holiday just like any other day. The only difference is pay. If you are trading on, you will be paid 1.5 for those picked up hours on the holiday. If you trade off on the holiday, you will get the straight time for your regularly scheduled hours while off, but not the additional 1.5 holiday pay. That wraps up unpacking Article 15. The conversation always continues, so bring your questions to a membership meeting, to a shop steward, or comment by email, local505@twu.org. And as you take full advantage of the ability to trade and swap, remember, your union negotiation committee worked hard to secure this into the contract for the benefit of all members. Enjoy this benefit responsibly. Hope you found this episode helpful and continue listening to other episodes as we unpack even more topics. Until then, stand strong and stand together.